Los Angeles now has one more reason to put itself at the center of American culture, beyond Hollywood movies, of course. The city is getting a new contemporary art museum, courtesy of billionaire philanthropist Eli Broad and his wife Edith. Their museum opens this Sunday, and as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it's free.
The Broad, as it's called, is the newest addition to downtown LA's cultural hub, surrounded by the Walt Disney Concert Hall, the Music Center, and the Museum of Contemporary Art. The brand new museum is already an architectural landmark with its honeycomb-like exoskeleton.
The so-called veil, this shell of sorts, this light filter, this amazing sculptural structure that enrobes this museum.
Joanne Heiler, the museum's director and chief curator, takes us up through the middle of the building in the round glass elevator. Along the way, we peek inside what's known as the vault, an entire floor storing the Broad's collection of more than 2,000 paintings, photos, and sculptures. On the top floor, diffused natural light pours in through the skylights, illuminating the art like the colorful, shiny sculptures by Jeff Koons.
That's Balloon Dog.
Andy Warhol's paintings also hang on the walls.
All the classic images, Double Marilyn, the Elvis, a self-portrait based on photo booth image.
Roy Lichtenstein, Robert Rauschenberg, Ed Ruscha, their paintings are here too. Also work from Keith Haring, Cindy Sherman, Chris Burden, an entire room for Takashi Murakami. Curator Joanne Heiler says the collection includes a lot of L.A. artists. And despite the insane art market, she says, Eli and Edie Broad have no trouble purchasing the art they like.
It's simple. If there's a work that's of interest, we acquire it. There's no committee process. There isn't a long, drawn-out kind of bureaucratic process to follow.
From his office in L.A.'s Century City neighborhood, 82-year-old Eli Broad can look out over many of the cultural institutions he's helped fund, including the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, the Museum of Contemporary Art, and now his museum.
We want this to be a gift to the city of Los Angeles. We've been collectors now going on 45 years.
Broad says his museum took longer and cost more than he thought it would, but he wanted a permanent home for his collection so people could see and enjoy it.
And we wanted to share it with the broadest possible public. And that's why we have free admission.
Forbes estimates Eli Broad is worth $7.4 billion. He made his fortune building suburban tract homes and also running an insurance company. He and his wife Edie bought their first artwork, a Van Gogh drawing, then quickly switched to collecting contemporary art, work, he says, with social or political meaning. Along the way, Broad says, they've been able to meet and get to know the artist personally.
Jean-Michel Basquiat unfortunately died, but he was at our house smoking pot in our powder room. But we first saw his work when he was living in a basement and working in a bit of an art gallery in New York City. The first time we saw the work, we were drawn to it because it wasn't just graffiti. It was very thoughtful. Cindy Sherman, I remember meeting her for the first time, again in a gallery on Mercer Street in New York. So we followed her career and have 120 of her works.
Painter Larry Pittman says L.A. needs more museums, considering the caliber and number of artists who live here. His paintings are in the Broad's permanent collection. He describes them as visually loud and cacophonous. He says he's honored to have his work in this new museum.
This is a moment that the Broads have really decided to make something private public for free. That is a huge social gesture. You know, I know a lot of wealthy people. They do nothing.
Are truly collectors. They are not speculators.
Artist Barbara Kruger also says she welcomes the new museum, which showcases several of her works.
And they tend to collect works that many would find challenging and engaging on a visual and an intellectual level. And I'm sure that this will continue as artists continue to make critical and resistant works.
The first floor of the Broad showcases newer artists, video installations, a mirrored infinity room, a chilling drawing of the police in Ferguson, Missouri. The editor and publisher of Artillery magazine, Tulsa Kinney, says she's glad Eli Broad continues to collect.
I just hope that he really broadens his eye toward not just white male artists. Come on, look, I mean, we're in Los Angeles.
She notes the excitement over the Broad. Even before the doors open, more than 85,000 art lovers have already booked their free tickets. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.